When Federation happened in 1901, the entire nation was in the grip of a drought that killed tens of millions of livestock. Now, for the first time, scientists have pieced together thousands of eyewitness accounts to understand just how it devastated Australia's biodiversity. They're hoping it'll provide lessons on how to prevent the further extinction of species in a changing climate. Gavin Coote reports.
When the rust crept into the crop and turned the wheat back into the soil, dead and useless, he had to burn the crops that year.
It was a scene of dust storms and barren plains covered in rabbits. But no one who lived through the Federation drought is still here to give a first-hand account of the devastation. The current drought is perhaps the worst Doug James has ever seen. A glance at family rainfall records, which date back to the 1880s, allows him to keep a sense of perspective.
When things are crook and you're battling away and it looks like it's never going to rain again, I guess if nothing else, you can pull out the rainfall charts and say, well, yes, it does always rain again.
The Federation drought began in 1895, and its disastrous effect on agriculture has been well documented. Robert Godfrey is a senior research scientist with the CSIRO.
1902, which was really the culmination of that drought, is probably Australia's driest year on record. Tens of millions of livestock died in that drought.
But until now, it's been unclear exactly what ecological damage this so-called mega drought caused. For the first time, CSIRO scientists have painstakingly reconstructed this period using tens of thousands of newspaper articles and historic rainfall records. It found during that decade more than 60 bird, fish, mammals, reptiles and plants were severely affected across more than a third of Australia. Robert Godfrey says many species never recovered from the continent-wide drought.
And certainly some species, such as the paradise parrot, only persisted for a short time after. If we can pick out the worst droughts that have occurred in the past, we can use that information to understand the likely outcome of future droughts, especially under climate change, as they are predicted to become more severe and possibly more frequent, and hopefully plan for them.
Andy Shepherd is a leading researcher on biosecurity and invasive species. He says while it's now clear the Federation drought devastated native species, the current conditions are even more worrying.
We are seeing river systems now that are going dry that didn't even go dry in the Federation drought. What we need to do now is to understand where are the key refuges across the landscape where in tough conditions our Indigenous communities were able to still find animals and plants that helped them to sustain their communities.